This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
There is a reason. Again, there is a reason that this is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. There is an actual reason for that. And I'm excited today to be with Todd and to be with Denise and our producer, Cal Hunter, for a reason today. There are some great things we're going to talk about today that really are going to keep you awake. And I am telling you, I am apologizing in advance. I was thinking about this all morning. I have to apologize to all of the people listening out there. This show is syndicated throughout the United States. And we are pretty much everywhere thinking, there's a few places we're not, but I apologize because we talk about California. Why is it we talk about California all the time? It's because that's the most weird things that happen in the law in California. So I apologize in advance because there's some California stuff we're going to talk about today that you just have to look at and go, huh?
It's the trickle-down theory of craziness. It starts at the top and it makes its way to other states.
And we're politically neutral here. And I just can't help it but to say, I keep saying, why are we talking about all these things? Now, we've got something going on in New York, the Weinstein we're going to talk about, and, of course, L.A. has to get involved. But there are some stuff we're going to talk about today that's happening in California, the laws and some legal actions that are going on that you just, those of you in New Jersey and in Georgia and in Kentucky and Tennessee, you just have to listen because, you know, put your feet up and get entertained. Because it's just craziness sometimes that's going on.
It either gives you something to look forward to thinking, oh, this is coming my way in a wave, or something at which you can point at California and laugh.
And laugh or say they are progressive, and I agree they're progressive. And I'm going to say, I'm going to jump on the other side of California and give them kudos. I think genuinely, at times, they're trying to do what they think is right. But they just can't help but trip over themselves sometimes. Don't you agree that sometimes they try to do what's right, but they just trip? And I'm going to, before you answer, I'm going to tell you.
I agree with you.
I'm an anecdotal person. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it started in California. It started, I think, in the United States somewhere. I have spilt more gasoline with the new gas cans than I've ever spilt before in my life.
That is anecdotal.
It's anecdotal, but I'm telling you, I don't know about the guy in the Golden Globes that's going to tell me to shut up, that they don't want me to. But you know what? It comes down to, what?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, I'm still mad about the gas cans. I cannot, for the life of me, and I know people are going, Fred, because you're an idiot, Fred.
Well, first off, what are you talking about? Let me talk about gas cans.
Gas cans used to just have a... Okay, my dad had the good old normal gas can.
Yep.
It was metal that had the rubber spout that you'd lift up. It's a 2-gallon, and you'd turn the rubber spout into the thing and tip it up. I don't think a drop has been spilled since I was a child.
Let gravity do the work.
And I'm telling you, then they came with the ones that you got to push the thing in and lift it up, and poof, it goes all over the place.
And pretend like it's a gasoline fuel pump. You have to squeeze a trigger.
And not only that... And it doesn't quite fit because it's a little tiny area that you're trying to push the gas, and then it's so heavy, and then it's squirting out. Next thing I know, I've got a half a gallon on the ground and a half a gallon in the tank.
So
did you run out of gas this week?
No, I didn't, but I will run out of gas because half of it's on the ground half the time of the leak-proof, spill-proof gas can.
So if you follow the money, you find out that Big Oil was responsible for maybe promoting the new gas can law because they knew that... Over millions and billions of uses, a little spill here and a little spill there adds a couple million to the bottom line, right?
Well, I think there's...
I'm cynical.
There's that, and I believe that somebody in lawmaking capacity or on the Air Resources Board has a relative who manufactures these gas cans and is making a little sweetness on the side.
No, I know the answer, Cal. I know the answer. I got it.
Okay.
they go in there and they stand around and go, who has zero, okay, who's lived in the city their whole life and never been on a farm or never poured gas? Right. Anybody who's never been out besides the box that they live in? Yes, that's me. We'll have you do the gas can regulations.
You're qualified.
You're qualified. Don't go out and ask all the farm boys that have poured gas their whole life.
I've got a better one for how this came about. Mm-hmm. So some guy or girl, so somebody on the either state senate or the state assembly is coming towards the end of their term, and their chief of staff comes in and says, hey, you know, I've been looking at what we've been doing the last couple of years, and you know we haven't sponsored hardly any bills. You know, we haven't really done much except to just go around, go to dinners, and, you know, live high on the hog thinking that we're state assembly. What can we do that will make it look like we're doing a lot that actually does nothing? I got an idea. Gas cans are the problem. It's a slippery slope. It starts with gas cans, and the next thing you know, dogs and cats are living together. Mass hysteria. And so that's where it starts. I just think, you know the phrase sometimes.
Look at Denise's face, by the way.
You know the phrase.
She's sitting here going, why am I here today?
Well, the same guy also said, what do we need gas at all for?
Exactly. So you know the, what is it, sometimes I believe that the purpose of my life is to serve as a warning to others. everything's happened to me, so just look at me and then don't do what I do. I think that, legislatively speaking, California might be that way.
Well, all I got to say is fix the gas can problem. We've gone from radio law talk all the way to my gas can problem. And I'm just, and that tells me, so we apologize in advance. Today we're going to talk about case or no case, which everybody loves, the most important thing. We're going to talk about California flush toilet law. And let me tell you, I've read conservative and liberal blogs on it, and I've reviewed it, so I've seen both sides. The way the conservative people are—they're exaggerating some claims. I'm telling you, they are. I've seen it.
I'm a little worried about the theme of today's show and the direction we're headed. So let me just, for those of you keeping score, we started off Radio Law Talk talking about Fred's gas, and now we've moved to toilets. So look.
That's toilets,
Fred. I'm curious about the direction
we're
headed.
And Denise has not said a word.
She's not. She's been over there like, you know, if I don't say anything, I can take advantage of plausible deniability. There's only three witnesses that I was even there, and I can take those guys out.
I think she's thinking maybe they'll go away if I just keep it zipped.
We took a pause and wait for her to say something. Stop. Mm-hmm. Pause.
Oh, I heard it. I heard the word no. I heard the word.
I said no. Just let it go. I'm not going to join this. It's like when you guys talked about farts. I mean, did I say anything in that show?
No.
Denise is the rock of this country. She sees the whole foundation slipping off the edge. We are in Malibu falling off the edge of the cliff right now.
She takes the high road, literally sometimes, talking about rooftop activities, but whatever.
We are going to talk about Michael.
You're bringing it all, man.
I'll never put that down.
We're going to talk about Michael Jackson lawsuit is coming back. We're going to say why.
California again.
It's a California. Well, a lot of the things we talk about is Hollywood, which is based out of California. So we're sorry again. Miley Cyrus settles a copyright lawsuit. IKEA, a big lawsuit. Oh. We're going to discuss this in detail.
That was so hard.
It's very interesting, and this might go and roll into hour two, three. We don't know, but, you know, Weinstein trial in New York. We've got to get into this trial and a little bit about the little antics that are happening, and us as attorneys will kind of talk to you about the behind the scenes, what's probably going on behind the scenes too, and that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, but we've got some really exciting things. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO because if you want to on the case or no case that's going to happen the next segment, you don't. If you want to give your opinion, just tell Cal, he doesn't have to put you on the air, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And Denise, the number is 855-529-7234,
or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Don't forget, we're kind of crazy this morning. This is going to be an exciting one. Cal, take us out of here before I say something that's wrong.
When we come back on Radio Law Talk, was she really the world's oldest woman? Record setter, and yet it's in case or no case. We'll talk about that right after this, right here on this show. So stay there.
All advertising.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We are only talking about general topics of law. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Read our disclaimers. Remember, do not use anything we say as anything of substance or value. Other than maybe around the dinner table or Christmas time or when you want to get your in-laws off the they say. Yes. So with that,
they say that
tweet works. Us at Radio, tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to join us for Case or No Case, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Yay, Jean Clément is a national hero in France for several reasons. One, she was the Guinness record holder for the world's oldest human being. Oldest human being. And
that's okay. Let's let it go.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to be able to grab that phone call right now, so sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Call back in a minute.
All right.
She had an apartment in rent-controlled Paris, an apartment which her attorney wanted. He came to her with a plan. A so-called Viager, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, Viager transaction, in which he paid her 2,500 francs, 500 bucks a month, so that when she passed, the apartment would be his. He heard she had one foot in the grave and the other was on a bunch of slippery French wine grapes, you know, that she drank a lot and ate 2 pounds of chocolate a week and was at death's door. So she crafted a deal with the lawyer and the waiting game was on. Well, she did not die.
Uh-oh.
And before you know it, the lawyer himself knocked on the pearly gates and he was El Gonzo. But not before he paid her over the life of that Viager contract, or whatever you said, $170,000. The lawyer's family decided there must be some legal thing that they could take her up on, so they sought counsel. And I ask you, I will start with you, Denise Dirks, is this a case or no case? What say you?
Well, French law is based on the Napoleonic codes.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is very archaic, and it could very well be something like that. And what he was attempting to do was purchase her, buy her ownership rights that are beyond her life estate.
Right.
In other words, right? So she gets a life estate in that home, and then when she passes, he would get the remainder. But if it was conditioned on him or her dying first, then it might not have had the condition precedent that was necessary for the contract to be binding.
Ooh,
and enforceable.
This is getting pretty intelligent right now.
Right?
I'm scared. Go ahead. So what do you think?
Wow.
Case or no case? Wow, yeah, this
is
good.
She is bright. Not just bright. She's super bright.
Well, today's the day. You know.
See, I'm going to New Orleans, so I have to know that Napoleonic code. Napoleonic code.
Napoleonic code, yes.
Whatever.
Okay.
Means you have to be a little short guy with your hand in your jacket.
I fit that bill. All right. I'm going to say what feels like a scenario for sure. And it's kind of funny. It's probably one of those things that you would find in that book that's on the back of your toilet.
I have
toilet.
Lots of books. Weird and unusual trivia, weird law cases. You're going to say case?
I'm going to say case.
And who prevails?
I'm going to say he loses.
You say the lawyer's family loses?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you?
I say we get Inspector Clouseau on it.
Inspector Clouseau?
Inspector Clouseau would figure out exactly what to do.
He's on the keys.
He's on the keys. Let's see. This is going to be an interesting 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Because I don't know what we took last night, but it's rolling. All right. You said in a more intelligent way than I would normally say that this is a case. I believe this is a case. Anything coming out of like France, England, when Cal brings those up, those are cases because there's just kind of weird things that happen in Europe too, just like we're talking about California. It's a case, and you know what? Good for her for outliving him, and it is what it is, and the family loses of the lawyer. The lawyer family loses.
Okay, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, the first thing that I want to say is that Denise made reference to the word toilet in her analysis, something like, so welcome to the party. That seems to have been the theme
right.
For the first section. I mean, this one makes me laugh because what are they going to do? Argue for specific performance? No, I'm sorry, you got to die. You were contractually obligated to croak. It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is talking to his mother and says, "Hey, his mother, sorry about pulling the plug on you and all. And who knew you'd live for another 3 decades?" With all that, I'm going to say, yeah, I think this is a case, and I'm going to agree with my compadres here and say that this is a case. case, and the lawyer loses. Look, essentially, this was a right of first refusal, and you pay for the right. He had the right. He just never had the ability to exercise it because the condition didn't happen. By the way, Denise talked about the Napoleonic Code. That's in contrast to common law, and 49 of the 50 states use common law. In the United States, New Orleans, or Louisiana. The only one that uses the Napoleonic Code. In fact, my first year of law school, first day of law school, they had this big orientation, and the professor, the dean said, by the way, how many people want to practice in New Orleans? Three people raised their hand out of 110, and he said, talk to us, you may not be at the right spot.
That's because, exactly right.
Because nothing that you're learning here is going to help you pass that bar. So
really?
That was very interesting.
Yes.
That's an interesting anecdotal thing to know.
Because it was law-related.
I'm going to be honest
totally
with you.
Totally opposite. And it just, you go there, you look at the law, and you're like, what? This is so opposite.
I'm telling you, I've been in practice about 28 years. I didn't know that.
And it would be because we got Louisiana as the Louisiana Purchase, which we bought it from France, and so that held over.
That was called the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we got a history.
Wow.
Not only do we learn a lot today, we've gotten history, we learned about the gas cans, and then we're going to be back. And
there's one thing I didn't tell you.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
There was one little thing. She may not have actually been the world's oldest woman. If you can guess how old she was purported to have been, you will get an extra point.
Okay.
Was she a man?
No, it was a woman. No, right. All of that part was correct. But
yeah. There's a new lady that someone just broke the record in China, like 114.
117.
117 or China or in Japan?
Japan,
or?
Yeah. And the other previous older part of her was also in Japan.
Okay.
Is she single?
She's trying to hook you up on Tinder right now, Tom.
All right.
Swipe left.
We'll be right back. Hold on. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
Iran is now partially blaming the U.S. after admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukraine jetliner. On Iranian TV, the country says its military was at its highest level of readiness amid heightened tensions with the U.S. Iran says those responsible for striking the plane will be prosecuted. Ukraine's president is now asking for the return of bodies and compensation. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, Todd, will you hold that up again really quick? Look at it like you were. I'm going to take a picture of what we do during the break. Todd was repairing our tape dispenser.
Yes, it's leaking. It's leaking sand or whatever it is that holds it all over the place. And so I am making sure that does not happen.
So he's... Yeah, during radio, we take care of things for you here.
I'm Mr. Fix-It. I'll fix anything using utensils you can find in your own kitchen.
All right, Cal, tell us who wins Radio Law Talk. And, we got to guess the age.
Right, Todd MacGyver Kunin. Okay, how old was it alleged in the Guinness Book of World Records that Jean Clement was? Let's see. Denise, you went first. You can just go first. You get an extra point. It'll be within 5 years.
He's too busy taping.
108. Okay. Fred, what say you?
109.
Todd, what say you?
I'm going to go 110.
110.
Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm sorry that none of you will get the answer correct on that one because the age he was alleged to be was 122.
What?
I know. So here's the fascinating
alleged
story. Yes. Jean Clement lived in an apartment with her mother.
Got it.
And after she died, a Russian scientist concluded that Jean Clement was actually her own daughter, meaning that her mother had died. She assumed the mother's identity for two reasons. One, to avoid estate taxes, which are apparently quite punitive in France, and two, to hang on to that cheap apartment, right?
Oh, so she was the daughter that became the mom after the mom died.
Exactly right. So she was, in effect, her own mother.
That's a good estate planning
kind of a weird thing.
Set up.
So how old was she when she had the daughter? Because she was probably 108.
She was old. She was old, and I don't know how all that worked out. Maybe it was a granddaughter. I don't know.
Well,
but
a Russian scientist,
the family did not allow an autopsy.
Mm.
So upon her passing, they just said, you're going to have to figure it out.
Oh,
no
really?
Case. Yes,
it was
unfortunately.
Just a story.
Yeah, she died, And she said before, when she was asked about this, after the lawyer died, she said, well, sometimes you make a good deal and sometimes you don't. So she died 2 years after the lawyer died. No autopsy was ever performed. So we do not know if Jean Clement was her mother or her daughter or granddaughter, but she did well. She got 180 grand out of the lawyer.
Oh, she duped the lawyer.
Got 180 grand out of him, so bravo for her.
Yes, yay. Bravo for her.
Yep.
I gotta say, home run, she
That's
duped
amazing.
The lawyer.
Yeah, and no one knows how old she really was, and as it turns out, no one ever will. And that, my friend, is Case or No Case. Next time, Monster Cable decides to go to war over
Monster?
What? We'll tell you next time on Case or No Case.
Awesome. Thank you, Cal. That You're was welcome. A good Case or No Case. Hey, that was equal. We all lost. We're all losers. But that was fun. You know what? We started to talk about this interesting law that's taking effect. Everyone thinks it's taking effect 2020. It's 2021. It is California passes a law and that basically is trying to, in general, this is why I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, trying to save water during the drought years, okay? However, they're now trying to establish a certain amount of gallonages you can use per person in your house. Now, here's the general law. The general law is you're only allowed to use 55 gallons per day through 2025.
Per person.
Per person, that's correct. And then 52.5 gallons you can use through 2025. Wait, from 2025 to 2030. And then 50 gallons only beginning the year 2030. Now, not only that, there's a few other things that you're not allowed to do. And I think this all comes from, you know, during the crisis where California had in 2017 of the drought, or not 2017, but before 2017. It ended in 17 or 2018, I can't remember. But you can't use a hose that doesn't have an automatic shutoff. You like the shutoff, you know, that you can't,
yeah,
like,
and to wash your car, to do anything.
Well, even wash your car, be careful, you might get shot. Operating a fountain without a recirculating water setup.
Yes.
And by the way, between you and I, it's smart to do that anyway, because you know how much you're going to pay for that water meter? That's going to be expensive. You might want to recirculate. And watering lawns during measurable late rainfall, as well as a 48-hour period afterwards. So in other words, if the lawn is being watered while it started to rain and your automatic sprinklers goes off, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, but the fine is only, what, is it 500 or 1,000?
It's 1,000, but we're going to get into that.
Yeah,
we're going to get
crazy.
Into that because there's a few things about that are misnomers that people say. So, but here's the interesting one. Serving drinking water in restaurants and bars without being requested, you're going to get in trouble.
Well, that's already the law here.
Really?
Serving drinking water?
Yeah. Well, you have to ask for water.
What about? Okay, I know you can't have a straw.
Water's good. Yeah. I mean, at least that's.
I don't know.
I think certain counties or certain cities also do that already.
Yeah, it may not be a state thing, but I know where I am. You've got to ask.
I think you're right, because the other day they brought a thimble full of water for my water, and I asked, here's your water. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
And then, by the way, they had the gas tank that's spill-proof and spilled water all over me with one of those.
Perfect.
Washing towels and linens at hotels daily you cannot do. You know, you have to give them the option, the guest, to use their towels again.
Ew.
You know, you said it was 50.
Well, it would be the same person using their same towel.
Well, I know,
towel.
But still, come on.
You said it was 55 gallons
a day.
A day.
Yes.
Per person. Now, this is, let's think about this now. This is what we're going to get into. How are you going to enforce that? That's what I want to know. Let's discuss how you enforce that. We don't have to discuss it right now, but let's think about that as we're thinking. How, or 855 Law Radio, call us, or 855-529-7234. And
our lines are clear. We can take
so
your calls.
I have an initial idea of how they're going to enforce
the
it. The initial idea is that the local water agency is going to require that you identify the number of occupants you have living in your house.
Right.
And then they will take the amount of water that you use, mm-hmm, that they take on a meter, and they'll divide that on a monthly basis or a daily basis by the number of occupants. And my guess is they'll probably average it so you can have some days that are more, some days that are less.
Because they have a meter.
Because they have that meter, and they'll do that. But listen.
Well, wait a minute. What if Uncle John comes over with his two kids?
Exactly. You're going to have an issue there with people. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the origin of that phrase is that people back in the day used to bathe like once a year or once
right.
a quarter and
right.
stuff. And they would start with the dad first, then the mom. And by the time the baby was the one being washed, that water tub was nasty. And
yeah.
you throw it out, you could throw the baby out. Well, consider this. Could this be a return to that? The average bathtub holds anywhere from 40 to 80 gallons. If you have a big bathtub, you're over your limit just taking a bath. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have here for just water usage? Well, washing your clothes. 29 to 45 gallons per load, depending on the size of the washer that you have. You know, some of the older ones will only use 5 gallons, but you start looking at the things that we use water for. You flush the toilet, 5 gallons of water sometimes. Brush your teeth, you leave the water running, there's 2 gallons right there. And you're going to burn through that 55 gallons pretty darn quickly.
Now, here's an interesting point. What people don't understand, they think, okay, how are you going to monitor it? And the government's going to come after us. It's actually, California's not going after the people. They're requiring the water agencies to comply, and the water agencies go against the people. I was just saying this morning, I got to be careful how I say it, because it's not trying to be demeaning, but I'm trying to think of an analogy. But it's like Hitler saying, I didn't do anything. Well, of course you did. It's like, so the state is having the water agencies be the bad guys.
Follow orders.
Yeah,
right.
Be the bad guys and come out and they're supposedly going to be the ones that are going to enforce this with fines up to $500 and up to $1,000
right.
in some cases.
Second day. East Bay Municipal Utilities District in the San Francisco Bay Area has done this in the past. I
right.
know. Yeah. So
now here's
yeah.
the best part. I want to finish my point here before I get to you, Todd. So now part of it, you cannot use water to wash off your driveway. You got a dirty driveway. You can't use water to wash it off.
Not potable.
Potable. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's
you
exactly
can, if
right.
you if, like
you recirculate. You can get recirculated
gray water.
Right. Gray water. Right.
Yeah. Or you just collect the rainwater in buckets. You can utilize that.
Yeah. I'll stand out there and hold the bucket for a while and get some rainwater and wash it off. And the second thing is now it's coming out that California is banning the blowers, the gas blowers. So you can't gas blow off. You can't water wash off with water. You can't blow it off now with the blower. What, do I lay there and
a broom.
Dear, hand me the broom.
I'm going to talk about, we hit the break. I'm going to talk about some things where I think some motivation, some people are going to actually end up making cash with this when we come back.
Ooh, break. Let's figure a way to make money on this.
Yeah.
All right, Radio Law Talk, you can make money on things. We learn about the law. We'll be back.
And what will the unintended consequences be of this California law and or policy? We'll talk about that on Radio Law Talk right after this. Could be coming to a water fountain near you. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So, Todd, during the break, we were talking about a few things. Denise, I want to hear sure. from you about a thing. That Denise, I'm really actually impressed by what you do to try to conserve here in California. Tell us kind of what you do and how you do that. I think it's great.
My husband that does it, to be candid. Yeah. Every time it rains,
right?
He puts out 5-gallon buckets and he collects the rain. He also has on the side of our barn water that comes down into the gutter, and
right.
then it's screened, and it goes directly into a container that is all sealed
like
off.
Like a 50-gallon drum?
I don't know if it's 50. I don't know how big whatever. It is, but it's big. And then he puts it into 5-gallon buckets. We stack it up, and we collect water throughout the year. And during the summer, when we need to bump up the garden or we need to bump up our plants, because we have a lot of plants in
right.
our backyard and around the house, we use that water. And we get down to where we almost use all of it, to be candid.
Wow.
But the one that bothers me a little bit is he puts a 5-gallon bucket in my shower. And I have to shower with a 5-gallon bucket. So all that extra water that comes off that doesn't go anywhere gets
right.
collected in that 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And we use that. And we actually use that for all the houseplants. We don't use any other water.
Now, it's just
collected reclaimed water, in essence.
Now, wait a minute. I'm assuming you use soap. Do you soap, shower off?
Get detailed. Biodegradable.
So I was saying, you're going to kill your plants or not help your plants.
Well, no, I use biodegradable shampoo.
Well, is that still not going to be bad for your plants?
It hasn't been. I've been doing it for years.
The best thing to use the bucket for is when you go to the bathroom, just take it and pour a little bit, and you don't have to flush. You pour the water in.
We might as well just go
like
back to the
1800s.
My husband tried to make me do that, and that was where I drew the line.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't doing
that's
it
enough
then.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Chris on the telephone who has an interesting point on the financial aspect of this whole thing.
Oh, Chris wants to talk about water. Chris, tell us.
Hello. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this is basically a tax. The goals are so unrealistic that nobody's going to be able to get their water usage down that low. So the government's going to find the water company. The water company's going to find us. It's basically a tax, and they got away with not having to call it a tax.
That's an interesting take on it.
I could not agree more with you there, Chris. It is just a creative way to generate more revenue. The thing that concerns me is it's the state that is going to put this on the backs of the local water agency.
Right.
So it's a way for the state to generate revenue through the water agency. So it's so you're going to pay tax that's ultimately going to go to the state, but it's got to go through the water agency to get there.
And as Fred said, the state can wash their hands saying, hey, it's not our tax.
Well, here's what's interesting. What Chris brings up, I think, is a good argument. Is it's not just that, but it's a way. I forgot what I was going to say.
You know, here's something that's interesting. I don't know if you know what it takes to make a gallon of gas from crude oil, but it's a pretty intensive process. And right now you go out there, and if you take the taxes away from gas price and look for just the cost of gas, and then you compare that to what it costs for a gallon of water, it's pretty similar. And water, you go through a little filtration, but you can get it right out of the sky.
Yeah, but water is a closed system, Todd.
It is.
We can't recreate water. It is what it is. It will never be more than what it is.
Well, and some people argue that there will never be, that the amount of crude oil out there is finite, too, and that you'll never
Absolutely.
Get, and that it's going to go away. But the thing with water is you can't create it, but it is a system. It goes back up and it keeps cycling. Some people feel that way with oil, that crude oil does the same thing, but they haven't proven it, okay? So there is an endless supply of water in the sense that it keeps cycling through. But my point with all of this is, Denise, what you were talking about here with collecting water from your rain gutter and whatnot. I said whatnot.
Thanks, Chris. Good comment. Appreciate it.
Here's what's going to end up happening, I believe, with this. You're going to have people that are going to end up putting huge cisterns underground in their backyard or building water towers. The reason New York has water towers to keep the water pressure
right.
up so that things can happen. People are going to put it there, and you're going to have some smart guy on the block become the water baron for the neighborhood, because if you want to wash your car, you go over to Fred's house. Fred's probably the one that's going to do this.
Yeah, of course I am.
He'll have 15,000 gallons of spare water with a high-pressure hose. You can go and wash your car all you want. This isn't state water. I collected this out of the sky.
I think it's smart because his cows can drink it.
And he's going to make money doing that
right.
because water will now become a commodity.
It already is a commodity.
It's the biggest fight in the whole world is over water.
Portable
but
water,
creative incentives for water suppliers to recycle water. That reminded me that we actually have a sponsor that does that. Quick Quack Car Wash.
That's true.
And so they're going to find ways, the state will find ways to give money back or some kind of an incentive for people to recycle water in their business
it's
and
smart
be creative
to do it.
About it.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, Todd, I know
sure,
you want
sure,
to,
sure,
but
sure.
You just reminded me what I wanted to say was it's what they're going to do, and what Chris brought up is how the government is using this as a use tax, basically. They're not going to hit Ma and Pa in their house. They're going to hit the businesses that are overusing. You watch. That's what they're going to go after first, is the businesses.
Well, hopefully not the farmers.
Well, yeah, I think the farmers
sure.
are going to win. Well, farmers are going to I think farmers are going to be protected. By the way, I have ranches, and I have a cattle ranch, and I love my cows, and I love my ranch. And we, during the drought in California, people are like, why is your pastures green? Because I got to feed the cows. What am I going to do? Well, go buy some hay. What do you think? How do they get the hay? They have to use water. So it's like,
I think what they're going to do is they're going to end up offering extended use credits, licenses for car washes, farmers to exceed the daily limits so that they can run their business. That's going to make it more to get your car washed. It's going to drive the price up, but it's also going to make car washes a viable business, because that's the only place you can go to get your car washed. You can't wash it in your house. The concern that I have here is, I don't know if you folks here, we understand the word riparian law. It's the water use law. And basically, the way I understand it is, once rainwater, once it makes it to a stream, a river, a body of water that flows, heavily regulated by the state, you can't just pop a hose in there and start pumping it out. They find out you're doing that, you get into trouble. But there's not a lot of regulation, if any, about water usage. You're tapping into water from the time it leaves the cloud until the time it gets to that body of water.
Oh, but there is.
And
in Oregon, that water belonged to the state. You could not just gather it off your roof or anything.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know if they've changed it or not, but that's been the law in Oregon for years.
And that is my concern with California, is that if people start putting these cisterns in, if they start doing this kind of stuff to collect the water to become the neighborhood water baron, the rainwater, or even...
Then our water tables are going to suffer greatly.
Or even creating a system in your house whereby the water goes from potable to gray to black, depending on the usage, recycling your own usage in your own house. That the state is going to step in and start regulating that to prevent people. It's going to become so regulated. It's just going to be a nightmare, I believe.
Well, we'll see. There's always adverse consequences to any good idea.
Now,
you know,
yeah,
and California thinks this is a good idea because they think they can help stop another huge drought. Because people, I don't think most people across the United States really understand how bad the drought was in California.
Well, let me tell you the problem. It's a simple problem. We're not going to get into politics, but there's more people moving into California and you're storing
and
less.
No new storage.
There's no new storage.
Exactly.
I don't, politics aside, it's a simple fact. More people building, more people coming in, no new water storage, or at least figuring out desalinization or something. California, you better do something. People are moving in here. Same with Las Vegas. Same with Nevada. That's a desert. So water is gold. Let me tell you, I got to say this one. So I have a place, I have a ranch, and we have water rights, and it's a long story, and I've got good water rights. And I remember my water master walking with me. This is probably, 18, 20 years ago. And he looks at the ditch, and he sees my pipe coming in, and he says, "Fred, see that?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Liquid gold. Liquid gold." He repeated it twice. "Liquid gold." And I said, "Huh." And I didn't get it. And as time goes on, as the drought came, liquid gold. They come to me, "Mr. Penn, you want to give up some of your water rights?" "No! I'm keeping all those water rights because that's valuable in California and other states." We're going to be back second hour. We're going to talk more about the law.
Stay tuned because Radio Law Talk is not done. There are 3 hours every week starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time every Saturday. You can join us on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.